All right, welcome back. It's KX Takeover on KX93.5, where we turn over the airwaves to members of our community and supporters to do their own radio show. And I'm honored to bring you my mom. Hey, Mom, you're back on the air.
So my next song is kind of going to go outside of the normal Liz song collection.
It's also something we've never, ever played on our radio station. But I'm letting you do this.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily love this person that's going to be singing this next song, but the lyrics in this particular song are the best anywhere. And I'll tell you which one I like the best. So part of the song says, I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. So on that, I give you Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
All the times that you rain on my parade. In all the clubs you get using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't.
This hour I'm trying to raise $5,000.
Cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Okay, I just couldn't hear Charlie, so whatever you did, Linda.
Still holding.
How much did Charlie put?
Something you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was wrong. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Okay.
And if you think that I'm still holding on
to Bon Jovi,
something, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah.
Cause if you like the way you look that much,
Hello.
Oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
All right, we're back on the air. It's Tyler Russell on KX93.5, and my mom is the guest DJ right now. Mom, it looks like you've got a caller if you want to go ahead and say hello.
Great. Hello, caller.
Hey, hi, Jim Glick, Liz. How are you?
Hey. Hey, Jim Click, I'm great. Thank you for calling in today.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, listen,
thank you and Tuttle Click for all of your support of this radio station.
Well, you know what? When you guys bought that station, I think a lot of people in Laguna Beach were really, really happy to have a local station back on the air. And Tyler's done a great job running it. I know you're proud of him. But listen, tell me how much money you're trying to raise.
Well, my goal today is to raise $5,000 for the radio station.
Well, I'm going to help you. And I think everybody listening right now in Laguna Beach needs to know how important it is to have a local station. And as you know, I'm in the car business there in Orange County, the Tuttle Click stores. And let's see, we have nine, how many stores do we have? We have Chrysler, Jeep, Mazda, Ford. Okay, we have six. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give $300 per store, which is $1,800. But I want people who are listening to come in and match it right now. Okay?
Thank you so much, Mr. Click. You are so generous.
And I'm going to give it to you, but I want people to match it, Liz.
Okay.
All right. What song have you been playing, girl? You've been playing some Oklahoma songs?
Do what?
Have you been playing any Oklahoma songs?
I have a Garth. Garth counts. Garth.
Wait a minute.
Oklahoma song.
Oh, good, good.
About
Reba,
Leon
Reba
Russell.
McIntyre's from Oklahoma.
Yep.
And you know the guy that just, who's the guy that just died? Leon Russell? He's from Oklahoma.
I got a Leon Russell song on my list as well.
And you know You're from Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma. We both went to Oklahoma State. You know what? I'm going to up my pledge to $2,000. All right. I love you guys. I love your station. I love the people there in Laguna Beach, especially the ones that have bought cars from me. So they're pretty special. And you tell your family I said hello, and hope everybody listening has a great Christmas. And by the way, my friends at Zinc should call. I like Orange Inn. I know they listen to your station. I hope the people at Penguin, if you're listening, hope you'll call in too.
Jim, thank you very much.
We really
appreciate it. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right, guys.
All right.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, Mom, it looks like you got another caller, so let's go to that call now. Hello.
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 Liz?
Yes?
Yeah, we got a little bit of an echo. This is Sonny. This is Sonny Jim.
Oh, Sonny Jim. How are you?
I'm good. It's tough to follow Mr. Click.
I'm sure you can handle it. You just put that Sonny Jim personality on.
Well, I know that this is not your radio debut, and I know it's not as easy as it looks, but you're doing a great job, and we're very proud of Tyler and the radio station in Laguna. And Amber and I want to call in, and we'll send a little money over your way.
That's so nice of you guys. Well, I hope I love you both. So.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job, and I know that Tyler knows that control board that he's probably running for you is from Tucson.
This is pretty complicated, Jim. She's on Skype, you're on phone, and you're talking to each other, and I don't even know what I'm doing, but it's working somehow.
It's working. I know you're running the control board that came from Tucson. So.
Thank you, Jim. Well, thank you, Amber.
Be in touch, and we'll send you some money, and we appreciate it, and have a good time.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right, Mom. That's it for the calls right now. You want to play some more music for us?
Okay. Now we're going to probably tied for first favorite artist of all time, who I have seen seven times in concert, and that is the one and only Rod Stewart.
Well, so far this playlist has pretty obviously been curated by my mom, But not everybody knows my mom, so you wouldn't know how much she loves Rod Stewart or Bon Jovi or Aerosmith. But yeah, Mom, you're really doing yourself proud. My mom is guest DJing for KX Takeover, and she's raising some money for us. And Mom, you're well on your way. Your goal is what, $5,000?
Right.
So you've raised $1,550 so far. That's not counting Jim Click's donation and not counting a donation we just got. So you're somewhere around $4,000. You're not far away. But okay. we need to raise another $1,000 to catch up, okay?
30 more minutes.
30 more minutes, that's right. And people can go online. They can donate anytime for the next week or so, kx935.com/kxtakeover. You can select the drop-down of the host you want to support, for example, Liz McCusker. All right, so, Ma, let me tell you some of the people that donated.
Okay.
These are the people that went online beforehand. So Debbie Rich donated $500. Laura Godlewski made a donation. Margaret Larson, Jennifer Dodson, Ann Nelson, Michael Deitch donated $500. Donna Ooh. Crawford, Craig Sumberg, Allison Joel Steinfeld, and we just got a call from Nancy Kinnerk, who donated another $100. So your volume is large.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're doing great. So let's keep the music going. I know the next one is a bit of a personal one for us.
Yeah, maybe you'd be better off telling the story since this too is part of your childhood.
Okay, I'll tell it from my perspective and you tell it from yours.
Okay.
I remember being no older than 3 or 4. And this is probably the first song that I loved, that I would dance to, that I would sing aloud. It has some swear words that for whatever reason you let me belt loudly in the living room, which is part of the reason why I loved it. It's an obscure Aerosmith song that I've never heard anybody else say they liked except for us. And it's like a B-side from an album. Like, no one's ever heard this song, but for some reason, it was our favorite. And that's what I remember. What do you remember?
Yeah, I remember you being older, and therefore, at least the swear words weren't so
young. I don't know.
I remember driving you to school, and we would put in this CD and sing it at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
And that's my memory of it.
I remember being in the living room at the rental house in Tucson. So that's why I didn't think I was any older than 4.
Huh.
I don't know.
I guess we'll never know.
We won't. No way to know.
But you're right. I mean, I love Aerosmith too. And I tried to just put one song from Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, and Rod Stewart on my list. But I wanted it to be different. And again, this one is in honor of you, Tyler Russell. So let's hear Eat the Rich by Aerosmith.
That is Aerosmith, Eat the Rich, from 1994. So you're right, Mom. I would have been five or so for that one. So you're absolutely right. And I remember singing that one with you back in the day. So my mom's taking over the airwaves. She's guest hosting right now. And looks like you've got another call, Mom. You want to say hello?
Hello. Who's on the line?
This is Don Martin. Hello.
Hello.
Liz, Don Martin, and it's in Tucson.
Hey, are you listening to the show?
I am.
Thank you for calling. That means
my pleasure.
So much
I wanted,
to me.
I know you're busy. I think it's great that you guys are taking over the radio station, and it's a good cause, just like all the causes you're involved in. So I wanted to call and give you a little bit of money.
Oh, thank you. You're so generous to so many people in the community, and I appreciate you.
It's my pleasure. So put me down for $500, and you can buy me a drink.
Okay, you got it. I might even buy you two. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mom, you're climbing the ladder.
Whew, okay, so much pressure, so much.
Well, I've heard two people call in now with Southern accents, so maybe it's time for some country music.
You know, and especially since I promised Jim Click I'd be representing some Oklahoma, I think that we probably need to do a little Garth Brooks, one of my favorite, called Unanswered Prayers.
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my own high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me, and I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I had wanted for all time, and each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. She wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time had changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, that just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
All right, this is KX Takeover on KX 93.5, where we turn the airwaves over to our community. They host their own shows instead of the main DJs in order to raise money for our radio station, and it's my mom who's currently taking over the airwaves. Hi, Mom.
Hey, baby.
I'm just making sure you're still over there. Okay. So a couple things happened while we just played some Garth Brooks. You got a couple more donations online. Lisa Robinson and Jana Westerberg donated online.
It's Jana Westerbeek.
Okay, forgive me. Yeah, okay, Westerbeek. And then Dad texted me, and he said, sent KX $500. And I said, thanks, Dad. I said, are you listening to Mom? He said, nope.
In his defense, he's in meetings all day.
All right. Well, maybe he'll listen to the podcast. I think he's the only one not listening.
Well,
I very much
enjoyed you singing along to that Garth song in the background.
Oh, you're welcome. So, yeah, I thought you might.
Yeah, I think I'm bringing back your childhood to you today, aren't
I? These are our songs. You picked them for us, so I gotta love them. You're absolutely right.
But you know what it's time for now?
Something I don't relate to.
Okay, well, this is number one on my list, also my free pass, Mr. Jon Bon Jovi, who I've also seen 7, soon to be 8 times. And I tried not to be predictable, even though there had to be a Bon Jovi song in this set list. So I chose something that's a little bit obscure, kind of like our Aerosmith one. And it's about, the name of it is Blame It on the Love of Rock and Roll. And why I love it is because it talks about how important music is and how I never want to grow up and I'll never grow old. Blame it on the love of rock and roll. And with that, let's have a little Bon Jovi.
Blame it on the love.
KX93.5, Human Crafted Radio in Laguna Beach. It is the KX Takeover, where we turn the airwaves over to the community. My mom is currently guest hosting, and she's not kidding. She's seen Bon Jovi 7 or 8 times. You have a chair that says Bon Jovi on it that was given to you for sitting in the front row of a Bon Jovi concert. You met Bon Jovi, and you were so nervous you didn't even say like a single word to him. And among other things, you're the biggest fan on planet Earth, I think, Mom.
You know, I think all Bon Jovi fans are a little crazy. So there's a lot of us out there. And yes, I do love Bon Jovi very much.
Yeah.
And your dad knows that.
Right. And dad got a picture with him and they're like having the best time of their life. And you look so nervous, but it's the funniest thing. All right. So let's see. We don't have any calls. You're square on donations. You're creeping up to $5,000. But we need a couple more in the next 15 minutes or so.
Okay. Maybe we should remind people how to do that.
Go ahead.
They can go to kx935.com/KX Takeover. Then you just click, you enter the amount you can donate it. And don't forget, it's all tax deductible. And then you find my name, which doesn't say Tyler's mom. It says Liz McCusker. And you make your donation or call in. Let's talk. 949-715-5936. But since there's no more callers, let's go to, I went back to the 60s. I think I actually lived another life and was actually a teenager in the 60s because I do love some late 60s music. And this is another one of my favorites. It's White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you. Chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
That's White Rabbit from Jefferson Airplane. It's KX Takeover on KX93.5. Mom, you're back live on the air. Hi, Mom.
Okay, here we go. Are we? How close are we now?
You know, I'm. It's adding up right in front of my eyes as we speak. So I'll have an answer for you after the next song.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for supporting KX93.5 and me today. I had a lot of pressure. And I thank you for calling in and showing your love for the radio station and for Tyler and for me. So I appreciate you, everybody.
Who pressured you? I didn't pressure you.
No, it was self-imposed pressure.
Okay, I was going to say. Know?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to let you down.
Oh, Mom.
Well, you know, that's what moms do.
You're the best.
Oh, thank you, honey. You're the best, too. So time for a little change, maybe? A little change from the 60s and my own loves.
All right.
So okay. So this one is kind of, you even you said, was outside the box when I sent you.
Cool. I'm glad you're playing
sent
this
you
one.
My
yeah.
set list. But I love this song. And so one, I didn't want to look like, you know, an old hippie person. I wanted to look relevant, but I actually do really love this song. It's by Eve Six and it's called Inside Out.
I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rinds, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet, chalk white and oh so frail. Our time has gotten stale. The tick-tock of the clock is painful, all sane and logical. I wanna tear it off the wall. I hear words and clips and phrases, I think sick like ginger ale. But my stomach turns and I exhale. I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rhymes, but the thereof will leave me empty inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. I wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. SoCal is where my mind states, but it's not my state of mind. I'm not as ugly, sad as you.
It is KX Takeover on KX93.5. You're hearing some stuff you don't always hear on our radio station because it's being picked by other people. Right now, it's being picked by my mom, Liz, who's guest DJing and raising money. Mom, I'm really glad you picked that song. It got the whole office going. People were rushing in here giving you compliments, and you were trying to be relevant and cool, but I hate to break it to you.
No, no, don't say it.
That song came out in 1997. Or somewhere.
To me, that's relevant and cool, right?
you did say you thought it was new because Ryan Seacrest played it. I'm gonna forgive that statement too, Mom. I'm gonna forgive all of that. But anyway, it was a good pick. Everybody loved it. Good job.
Okay, well, good.
All right.
Good.
So your total donation amount so far is at $4,700. You're 300 short.
Okay, I don't know who's left out there, but you got to support Tyler's mom. And me, Okay, we'll get it.
You know what?
More.
There's also a prize this hour, and I should mention this. There's a prize for whoever donates the most each hour, right? And so the prize this hour is that you get to attend a music meeting with myself and Jason and Steph and help pick the songs on KX93.5. So that's
nice.
Fun. That's cool. So that's a little more incentive out there.
Well, maybe we should have said that in the beginning of the hour.
Well, I just remembered, Mom.
Okay. You're entitled to, you know, forget every now and again.
Thank you. You probably have time for like two more.
Two more.
Can you narrow it down?
Goodness. Okay. Let's go to Queen.
All right.
How about some Queen? How about a little Freddie here? And let's do The Show Must Go On. Or do you have somebody to love ready?
The Show Must Go On is already playing, so the show is going on.
Okay.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know this score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain. We'll be right back.
There's Queen, and that is the penultimate song of my mom Liz's KX Takeover Hour here on KX 93.5. Coming up, by the way, we've got a little break from 2 to 3, and then the folks from House of Blues Anaheim are going to be in at 3 o'clock doing their own hour, and we continue into 7 o'clock tonight and also all day tomorrow, people continuing to take over the airwaves. And I have to say, it's very preliminary, but we've raised already over $10,000. In the first few hours of KX Takeover. And you're a huge part of that, Mom, with almost $5,000. So way to go.
Great. Thank you. It's been fun.
It's not bad, right? It's why I do it every day.
Oh, yeah. I'm exhausted.
Well, you also were trying to raise money while being on the air. It adds a little bit more stress, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
But you did great. Loved your picks. Got some good donations and good calls. And it's up to you on how you want to close this thing.
Okay. Well, I chose my closer song because I wanted people to sing along and remember what a great time that you've had on the air today. So I am closing with the Archies doing Sugar Sugar.
All right, Mom. You take care. Thanks for guest hosting for us.
All right. Thanks, honey. See you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you, honey, oh sugar, sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX 93.5.